This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
And on today's show, I want to welcome the CEO of Telconec, Jason Tenure. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, give my listeners a about statement of who you guys are and how you make your money.
Absolutely. Thank you. So Telconet is a intelligent automation or Internet of Things company. Largely what we do is we design and manufacture products that speak to one another, and using a number of triggers or intelligence are able to conserve energy for our commercial customers. A number of these products include thermostats, outlets, and light switches that once a room becomes unoccupied, will shift away from temperature and will turn off lighting and plug load devices so that the property can conserve money when nobody's there to take advantage of it. Our devices also integrate with a number of other products within the industry, smart products within the industry, specific to our markets that allow us to provide incredible environments that, as you might walk into a hotel room and open the door, we're able to turn the lights on, turn the television screen on and welcome you, open the blinds and shades as you're walking in the room and turn the thermostat up to your chosen temperature or something set within your preferences for the hotel. So we're largely an energy management company, but are truly a company that provides incredible experiences to commercial markets.
You know, IoT, that's become a hot word here in the last couple of years. What is that exactly?
Sure. The IoT is an acronym for the Internet of Things. And truly, Internet of Things or the idea of it has been around for a long time. You can go back to M2M was another acronym for machine to machine. And that is exactly what this is. But instead of talking about machines, we're talking about devices. You might recognize a number of devices that exist in your home today that are considered part of the IoT, everything from your computer to your tablet to your cell phone to garage door openers, Ring doorbells, Nest thermostats, Philips Hue lighting. All of these devices are innate devices previously that had no intelligence built into them, but that today now have wireless communication built into them and typically have a level of intelligence either on board the device itself or communicating to applications and cloud services that provide that intelligence, create triggers so that, i.e., when you're driving down your street, you get within a specific range of your home called a geofence, it might automatically open your garage door and unlock your front door for you.
Symphony platform, that's a new product. My question to you is, I know it does, you know, the shades, the lights, the thermostats, but take us a step further. Are we implementing that into a commercial automation, or are we just staying residential?
Just the opposite. We are purely commercial at this point in time. While we do have some consumer deployments, largely they are through commercial operators. So if you think of large apartment complexes operated by one commercial entity, we provide a lot of installations into those. We currently have installations going into individual housing on military bases. So we do have consumer deployments, but our largest markets are hospitality, higher education, dormitories on colleges and universities, even healthcare locations like elderly housing or assisted living facilities are perfect environments for what we do. The Symphony platform is an evolution of what our automation or IoT platform has been. The main difference or the largest differences are the fact that previously we created our cloud-based services around our products. So we simply manufacture products that have an energy component to them, the ability to save money, provide an ROI to our customers, and all of the other devices that exist within the environments that we create are integrations with other leaders in the space. But our software simply provided the ability to monitor, manage, and control our devices. Symphony, on the other hand, has provided an ability for all of our partners to have their products displayed through our platform, the Symphony software platform, so that our customers can now monitor, manage, and control not just our energy-oriented devices, but every intelligent device in the room. We've created a WYSIWYG editor to create smart environments. We've created a commissioning tool that allows us to provide a 100% success installation rate using our integration partners and demonstrating to a property how their tools in their environments work very effectively prior to leaving the installation. And then we provide the Symphony platform for them to be able to, as I said, monitor, manage, and control those installations thereafter that we've stepped away. So it's created a comprehensive environment for a very intelligent experience. If you think of why IoT has not taken off in the consumer space in the, you know, 5 to 10 years that these technologies have been around, it's because every time you buy an intelligent product, you get another app on your phone, or you have another cloud service that you have to look at. So it never really fulfilled the promise of a comprehensive experience or environment. You walk in and everything turns on, you walk out and everything turns off. That's the exact difference with what we've done with Symphony. We've created a single source, single sign-on, single pane of glass that allows us to integrate with all of the other devices, and the customer looks at it seamlessly.
Well, you know, I was telling my listeners earlier that I invited you back on the show back in earlier this year in April. Unfortunately, there was a scheduling conflict and you couldn't come on, but you know, you came on my radar back in April and you just reported your second quarter's $3 million, 40% in growth. How did you get there?
The industry itself has seen some pretty rapid growth and change over the course of 2018 thus far. We've seen an enormous pickup in the MDU or MTU space. We've seen a lot of growth in education. And because of this, the being a leader in these markets has really given us the ability to expand our market penetration, our market awareness, and really grow our business quite dramatically. And we expect to continue this moving forward simply because IoT is a industry in its infancy. You know, it really has just taken hold in the last couple of years. And right now, I believe we're moving past that educational phase for this industry, and we're moving into the competitive selling phase. And that's where we're going to excel because of our products and our technology.
My guest today is Jason Tenure. He is the CEO of Telconnect, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol TKOI, grossly undervalued at 14 cents. That's my personal opinion. And if you look back at my track record, I'm more than 60% right when I bring companies on my show. I want to ask you, before I let you go, a couple more questions. Roth Capital, what's that all about?
So one of the things that we're seeing take place over the course of the last year to year and a half is the IoT industry has been dramatically changing, not just in the market's understanding and valuation of these types of technologies and capabilities, but in the vendors to this space understanding that customers are really looking for a comprehensive platform, not just individual products or tools. They want to see complete solutions. So we've seen a lot of integration, a lot of M&A activity, a lot of technologies coming together to create a larger and more intelligent platforms and solutions. Rather than being left behind, rather than being, passed by other technologies, we wanted to make sure that we were maintaining speed with the rest of the industry. We were growing our solution to be the best platform possible and maintaining that competitive edge that we've typically had in the past. So we've engaged with Roth to make sure that we're evaluating the market, ensuring that we're incorporating or developing the best technologies, and we've got the most comprehensive platform that's available to our markets. And hopefully taking a strategic look at the market and all the players, we'll come back with some better alternatives and increase shareholder value for our investors.
Regarding EcoSmart abilities, what's the largest change have you seen in the industry?
I think the largest change is that our customers have moved past the idea of energy management being the sole reason for the deployment of technologies like ours. Previously, 2-3 years ago, we were selling solely on the fact of ROI, the ability that each device that we deployed had a payback in our markets. It typically pays itself off in 3 years, and you're putting the same amount of money that you're saving every year back towards other capital expenditures. What we're seeing now is there's more and greater interest in things than just saving energy. They're looking at operational efficiencies. We're looking at increasing comfort and productivity for guests or users or residents in the space. And lastly, they're looking at creating better spaces because of using the data that we're collecting and the analytics around that data to understand how the space is being used and to create better spaces moving forward. Because of this and all of these things put together allow us to create those incredible experiences like I was talking about. You know, if you're a hotel guest, you never have to stop at the front desk because you already have your key on your phone. You walk up to your door, open the room with your phone. Next thing, the room is turning the television on to the channel that you were on last at your last hotel. The thermostat is set to your favorite temperature. The blinds open or close based on what you last left them on. And the lamps turn on for you. And all of these things are done based on your preferences. And then you lay down in bed, you want to change the channel, you can do it all directly from the mobile app controlled on your phone and using your voice. These are all of the things that are realistic today. These are all of the technologies and tools that we're deploying today. This is the environment that you're going to see moving forward. And that type of an incredible experience is what continues to bring guests back.
That's incredible. That really is. Let me ask you this. What can my listeners take away from this interview, and why should they go out and buy your stock?
Well, as you said earlier, I think that Telconet is undervalued. I think that we're underfollowed. We have created an enormous platform of tools and technologies and have integrations with some of the largest players in the markets that we service. And because of that, I see that there's incredible potential for us moving forward. And I just think that people should put an eye on us and continue to watch, see more results like we posted in the second quarter and see how we continue to move forward with our technologies.
Jason, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's a pleasure to have you on here. I hope that you do come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update about your great company. I'm definitely a big fan of it.
Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.